Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Timothy Abramski?
Yeah, you have me. Yeah, it's me. You're close.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir, now just for qualification purpose for this survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably, or 50-50, or will not vote?
200%.
Okay, so be a definitely. All right. All right, sir, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
55.
Okay.
56. Pushing 56. 55
or 56?
No. 55, but soon I'll be 56.
Okay, let's put 55. Thank you. Okay. All right, sir, now just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian?
I'm a white guy.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, okay? But you can use any number between 0 and 10.
20. I'm that motivated.
Okay.
More than.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Yeah, mix of Independent, Republican. Democrat, hell no.
So which one you want me to write down? Independent or Republican?
You can write down Republican, yeah.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Yeah, not strong and not a strong one, no.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, very dissatisfied. All right, sir, and what specifically makes you say that? Can you tell me that like in a sentence?
Well, the economy is in the toilet. The price of gas is going back to the roof again. We should be drilling our own and getting our own from this country. Again, I don't give a shit which politician it is. None of them are worth a damn. They're all rotten lying son of a bitches. And, I don't know. What else do I got to say? The economy is going down because of what we got. Biden is an asshole.
Okay, so you say the economy is on the toilet, and what else? What else you want me to write down?
Just basically the economy, and the damn in parts of at the border, there's so many things you can. Where do you start? This country's going down the drain.
For border security, right?
Well, hell yes, hell yes.
Okay. Hey, we all write that the economy and border security be the most important things to you, right? Right now.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, and and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? Would you say it's protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up to fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops, racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, and crime and violence. You can you give me 2 to be the most important to you?
Oh boy, where do you start? I'd say the violence, The immigration, okay. The racial thing is a bunch of bullshit. But you went through the list too fast because there's about half of them.
Let me go again, and then you can just pick.
You don't have to. The economy, the violence, the immigration, healthcare. Okay. Healthcare is never going to get better because there's too many politics that are in bed with the damn insurance companies. So that's just a bunch. That's just a waste of time. That's a bunch of shit anyway.
Okay, I have inflation and the economy. You say crime and violence, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Those are four good ones.
Okay. I can only...
Get Obama fuck this up.
All right. We'll pick those two, okay, to be the most important. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? And would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or
somewhat.
Strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay. Thank you. And, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, it's getting worse. I'm a truck driver. It is getting worse by the week.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting, better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
You know, I don't know. I would say in some respects staying the same. Certain areas is getting worse. So it depends where you are, where you're going, what you're going to find. So okay. It's hard to answer that one.
Okay, but this one is like, where the way you see it.
I think it's getting worse, actually.
Okay.
I blame that asshole Obama for that one, too.
Okay, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
Not at all. Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
All right, sir, and how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away, or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Oh, let's see. I have to say very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, okay, depending how you feel.
Sure.
If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Ron DeSantis.
Well, if 100 would be good, I'd say 90.
90, okay. What about Taylor Swift?
I don't give a shit about her. 20.
So,
10.
Okay, 10, right? Okay, the NWCP. NAACP.
NAACP,
Yes.
I'm gonna go to a 30 in that. I don't trust them for shit, so. I'll give him some credit.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
100.
100. Okay, Kamala Harris?
0.
0. The Democratic Party?
10.
10. And Joe Biden?
Can I say minus 100? He's an asshole. So 0.
Zero. Okay, what about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Oh, I get that someone's on a 40.
40. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, sir, now I know it's still a long way. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
today I would have to vote for Trump.
But
to be second.
All right. All right. And how worried are you about the rise of, you know, white nationalism in America today?
No, I'm not. You see.
Not worried
about that at all.
This will be very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Not so worried. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay. The first one is sexism is a big problem in today's society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Oh boy. You know, I don't know. I have to disagree because I know a lot of black guys.
Okay, would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Well, I agree with that. Hold on now. I think they're coming here for a reason, for a better life, but they're costing us more than what we're going to get out of them. So they're taking more than they.
Okay, so would that be a disagree or agree with that?
Ask me that question again.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Disagree. They don't. They do not.
Okay, so be a strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strong.
Okay. All right, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right, sir. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree with that, too.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of the big tech.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, we sacrifice a lot.
Would that be a strongly agree or just somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. Thank you, sir. All right, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action, you know, program designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Would you strongly support with that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
You're going to college for a reason. Anybody should have that opportunity if they want it. I don't know how to answer that one.
The question is if you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students in college campuses and in employment.
I strongly support that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Just tell me which one you agree with more, okay? Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of... Okay, go ahead.
Chelsea! Samara! Chelsea, where are you at? Samara!
Fucking dogs are off somewhere. Okay, go back to your questions.
Okay, the first statement says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its, you know, and its people. Woke culture is going too far. You know, it pushes back into, pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It, you know, lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us, you know, for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration, you know, for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us, as individuals and allow us, you know, the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A, okay? Statement B says, other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation, you know, that's defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, you know, the people can accomplish anything together, but we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting our groups of American base of our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Okay, now that you heard two statements, which two statements do you agree with more? A statement, would you say much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, or somewhat more B?
So the founding fathers were right on the money. They really were. So I'm going to have to say, if I can remember everything you said, I'm going to have to say somewhat A.
Somewhat A. Okay, so B, somewhat yeah. more A, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, sir. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate me on each on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think that it's extremely important. You know, 5 is you think someone important, and 0 means that it's not. You don't think it's important at all. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. Okay. Religious freedom. Would you say it's not important, somewhat, or extremely important from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. A strong military.
20. 10, yeah.
Okay, all right. What about quality K through 12 education?
Right, they have to go, well, you got to define quality, but I have to, 10, yeah.
Okay. What about traditional family values?
Yeah, I have to go with 10 on that too.
Okay, a fair and equitable court system.
Well, yeah, it's very important, 10, but I don't think we're getting that, but I would think go 10, yeah. That's
okay,
very
what about
important.
Secure borders?
20 again, but yeah, 10.
Okay, what about affordable health care?
It's never going to happen, but I give that one a 30. But, yeah,
all right.
10 on that.
What about free and fair elections?
Of course that's important. That's got to be 10. You're not getting that either.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay, I only have a few more statements and questions, and we should be done. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how, you know, we can make improvements to the country. Please rate me on each scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 is somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all, okay? But you can use any number. Over the last few years, an extremely conservative majority, you know, on the United States State Supreme Court, has rolled back fundamental civic and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, a court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected a student's debt relief, and opened the door to businesses and to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all the aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works, you know, for us, not just for the wealthy and powerful. Would you say you do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
7.
7. Okay, and the other one says, America's democratic institutions have come under, underserved attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Would you say do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
I give that a 10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. All right, sir. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
100, but 10, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right,
I better be dead if I don't vote.
Okay, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
12.
So be a high school graduate.
Well, I didn't graduate, but I went through it all.
Okay, so I got first grade to 11th grade and high school graduate. Those are the first I got.
First, 1 through 12, I did them all.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
Get over here. Where's Chelsea at?
All right, sir. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
No, I'm married.
Okay, married. All right, sir, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
None.
No children, okay. All right, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative, very.
Okay, very conservative. All right. Sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
I do not at all. I don't believe in it.
Never. Okay, never. And how would you describe the area where you live, sir? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm rural.
Okay, rural. All right, sir, with this, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Hell no.
Okay, no, that'd be no, right? All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation on this survey, okay? You have a great evening and good night.
Where are you located at?
Excuse me?
Where are you located? What part of this country?
We're in Florida, sir.
I used to deliver in Florida for 25 years.
Okay.
To deliver aluminum light poles in Florida. I was just down there a month ago, Jacksonville.
All right. Yes, that's where our call center is at, okay?
So if you're in Florida, why are you using a Minnesota phone number?
Well, that's where where John's from there to where we're calling right now.
Well, right now I'm showing a Minnesota phone number, and this area code is not a Florida area code.
That's where. That's where the call centers are, but, our offices are, like, everywhere. That's why it shows, different locations.
Okay, what part of Florida? Tampa? What?
It's right there in Miami, Florida, sir.
Miami? Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've delivered light poles all over down there.
Okay. I'm going to start with that. You have a great
anywhere.
Evening, okay?
All right.
Thank you very
ahead.
Much for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.